Hi, this is a dictation for. It's an urgent dictation. Please type it as fast as you can. It's really needed. Name of the patient is Brennan Anfield. BrennanAnfield. Brennan Anfield. The date of birth is 6/16/2009. Date of accident 11/4/2022. Date of service 1/6/2023. The patient is presenting to an inpatient visit. He's referred by his attorney's law firm, Seva Law Firm, for an evaluation. And the accident occurred on 11/4/2022. The patient reports chief complaints, pain in the left knee, which aches at night and morning, throbbing sharp, shooting pain, and he has a hard time getting showered or dressed or going up and down the stairs. The patient attributes these symptoms to the presence of for an accident that occurred on 11/2/2023 in the afternoon as follows. The accident occurred in a parking lot of 7 mile off the Evergreen in Renaissance Village, Renaissance, Renaissance Village apartments. This is a 13-year-old child who was riding an electric razor, motorized electric razor. And a rental car came through parking lot on T-bone fashion and hit him. After being hit, he flew in the air almost one or two feet, and then he landed on his feet. He reports he did not bang his head. He did not pass out. He was taken to the Beaumont Hospital emergency room in Farmington, where he was there for hours and he was discharged. The x-rays were done and they were found negative for any fractures. He is now currently going to the school and he's not participating in the gym due to the pain in the knee. He also has reported problems going up and down the stairs. Presenting illness. The patient has been having pain in the middle back and lower back, 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, and pain in the left knee, which is also 5 since this accident happened. The pain is described as being present several times a day. A throbbing, shooting, sharp, and it is varying from 3 to 5. ADLs are affected by modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, standing, and is improved by sitting and lying down. The patient reports that it is painful to go upstairs and downstairs, and even sitting and standing is painful after some prolonged time. And he can walk the block. He is not using any cane or any adaptive device. The walking is slightly limping on the left knee. Regarding the x-rays, he was treated by a chiropractor who reported that his spine is shifted. In the patient further reports that there is no bladder bowel incontinence or muscle weakness is present. According to him, numbness, tingling, pins and needles are not there. There is no radiation of pain to the arms or legs. Patient denies any pain in the neck or shoulders, elbows or hand. Patient denies pain in the hips or right knee or both ankles, none of them. Regarding the past treatment, on the day of accident, patient was taken to the hospital, which is Beaumont Hospital. X-rays were done for the knee and was discharged. Since the time of accident, has treated with a chiropractor, Dr. Jeffrey Iceman, on Greenfield 16 Mile on Auto Drive for last 2 times per week and total 10 visits. He reports 20% improvement. He has also seen orthopedic surgeon at Children's Hospital who has described that there is a possibility of tendinitis, but no collateral ligament damage. He was given Motrin and massage. The patient has not seen any therapist. In the system review, patient reports that in neurological disorder, there is a back or neck pain injury, psychiatric anxiety. Surgical history, none. Allergies, none. Family history. The mother is alive, suffers from thyroid illness. Father is deceased. He was murdered. Siblings are deceased due to various health problems. The relationship status, patient is single. He lives with his mom. He is in 8th grade school and he is continuing his school, except for the gym. And disability, patient has never filed a disability. Legal history, patient has retained Seva law firm for representing the interest. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. He reports of moderate anxiety, but the mood is good, sleep is okay. There is no suicidal thought, homicidal thought, no issues with the self-worth. In addition, patient reports all his ADLs are affected, 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, and he can carry out all the duties of the life. He does not have saddle anesthesia and no sleep disturbance, no incontinence of the urine bowel, no weakness, lightheadedness, and no major trouble walking either. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 136 over 101, pulse is 71, pulse ox is 100, respiratory rate is 18, temperature 97.2, height is 5'2", weight 106. A 13-year-old young boy, African-American, who is alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, present colonicia, well-built, well-nourished, and hydration is good. Patient does not appear in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be anxious or lethargic. He has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well and is mobile without using any adaptive device. The rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination and musculature examination. They're all normal. All the muscles appear normal, no spasm. In the musculoskeleton, inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, there is no spine tenderness observed except the bilateral sacral iliac joint, which may be mildly tender, and no paravertebral muscle spasm, no hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, range of motion, forward flexion is 60, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 25, hyperextension is painful beyond 10 degrees. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is found negative. The Spurling sign is negative. Lermer test is negative. Distraction test is negative. Soto Hall test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test and Slum test are negative. Lumbar spine, Burdzinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is negative. Contralateral leg raise test negative. Breger test negative. Kemp test is negative. Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joints, mild tenderness in the sacroiliac joints bilaterally is noticed, but the standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test is negative. Faber test is negative. Gansner test is negative. Tendon sign is negative. The extremities except for the knee, rest of the extremities are completely normal, warm to touch, well perfused, without any tenderness or pedal edema, contusion, laceration, or muscle spasm, or varicose wound. The range of motion of all joints is normal and quick test is negative. No lateral discrepancy is noticed. The gait is normal. Examination of the left knee is as follows. The left knee has, on inspection, slight effusion, no scars, no erythema, slight tenderness in the peripatellar region and also suprapatellar tendon and infrapatellar tendon is noticed. There is no crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise on moving the knee. The range of motion is 135. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is 5x5. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. And McMurray sign, Steinman sign is negative. Patellar apprehension is positive. Inflammation is observed in the superior part of the patellar tendon and inferior part on the tendon mostly. The posterior part of the knee appears to be normal, not swollen, non-tender. Diagnosis. V at 9.2 SST general, R26.89. CNS F41.1. Lower extremities, pain in the left knee, M25.562, M23.205, M23.202. The thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine, M45, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Only plan for the goal setting, A, and B is the objective. Please do not type C, the monitoring, periodic re-evaluation, review of stratification of opioid tools and mass, urine drug screen, and opioid agreement. None of them, because patient is not going to be on opioids. Only A, the goal setting for the first 180 days of treatment, and the objective. The treatment plan is as follows. The physical therapy is ordered for the mid back, lower back, and the left knee 2 times a week. The patient can continue going to the school 7 hours, 7 days, 7 pound lifting limit. Hospital replacement and transportation has been ordered for this month, and patient is advised to do no gym or any heavy exercise. Medication, patient is advised to take Advil tablets. For pain relief, two tablets of Advil to provide anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. No narcotic analgesics are provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, patient is being referred to a pediatric psychiatry at Children's Hospital. Fitness club program, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. International pain procedures. None are warranted. There is a possibility that there is a meniscus tear and he may benefit from an injection to the knee at the suprapatellar, supra-intrapatellar tendon and or intra-articular injection if in case the pain continues beyond 3 months. Surgical options, patient is referred to orthopedic surgeon. He has already been seeing an orthopedic surgeon and based on their recommendation, we'll have further treatment plans formulated. Referred to neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. No symptoms of TBI reported. Attended care and case is not warranted. Past medical records will have release of orthopedic surgeon records. Investigations. An MRI of the left knee will be ordered in a matter of 2 or 3 months. If these are not resolved, consider treatment. DNA, the patient is provided with a knee brace. It's been advised to use ACE bandage. He is able to walk without the help of a cane comfortably. He has been advised to use the good leg to lead going up and down the stairs. Education, yes. Disability is already discussed. Follow-up visit in 30 days. Direct contact, yes. End of dictation. Thank you.